Home church, clap those hands like he's been good to you. Clap those hands, yes, hallelujah, come on. Clap him like he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We might as well rejoice and be glad in it. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time? One more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the announcements here about Friendsgiving and everything, and this is the time of Thanksgiving, time to look back and give thanks to God. How many thankful people do we have in the place? The thing about as apostolics, we shouldn't have to wait till the fourth Thursday in November to all of a sudden thank God. But how many can thank God throughout the year? Every single day I thank God that he's in my life. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment, just a little more. But as we say, and thank you so much to Pastor Crosswhite again for his hospitality and allowing us to come here and spend some time with my Nacogdoches family, my Apostolic Lighthouse family. And I'm so glad, we're so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so thankful. And we cannot say enough about how many love your man of God, how many thank God for the man of God in this place, the watchman on the wall. And then I've been trying to do this the whole time I've been here, man. First lady, she's in here today. So we're going to celebrate the woman of God. She's been slipping out every service. Thank God. Come on, church family. Thank God for your first lady, the woman of God in this place. Yes, yes, yes. Thank God for this dynamic duo that you have here in this place. And I thank our friendship. Thank them for their friendship and just being so kind to my family. Their hospitality has been treating us so, so well. And, man, we're just going to be hate to leave here. Hate to leave here. But, man, we're just glad to have this opportunity. And we're just glad to have, thankful that God is in this place. And God is going to help us here today. Would you go with me in your Bibles? Go with me now. Go with me now. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. I want to thank my brother back there. Dropped off ribs the other day. Man, what a time we had. Me and Pastor and brother. The other brother was Zach. Man, we had a time, brother. We had a time. So thank you for that, brother. He knows who he is. Thank you for doing all that extra. Besides banana pudding, brother. Man, what a time in the Lord we had. That was the will of God. It was the will of God. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 and 11. As we're getting done reading this text, I'll be done preaching. So Luke chapter 17 and verse 11, as it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Verse 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, fell down at his feet, face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering him said, where were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Verse 15 again, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. I'm going to preach on this topic here, this time of the year, for us a reflection, a time of reflection. And I'm going to title this here today, Don't Forget to Say Thank You. Don't forget to say thank you. And I love this, and we're going to talk about here in a little bit, but it says, turn back and with a loud voice. I said, with a loud voice, he glorified God. I said, yeah, with a loud voice. Yeah, he opened up his voice. He opened up his mouth and said, hey, I can't let this opportunity pass me by. Jesus, you did what I asked you to do. You had mercy on me. And everybody else ran it back, but there was one. I said, there was one. Is there going to be one in here today? Is there going to be some people in here and say, I'm going to be that one. I'm going to be that one. To turn back to say thank you. If you feel that way, can you stretch your arms toward heaven? Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on us here today. God, before we ask you for anything, we thank you for everything. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, started us on our way. God, we thank you that you gave us breath to breathe, breath to praise you, Lord. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost here today. We thank you for your presence. Now we're going to ask you to throw your weight around in this place. Heal, save, and deliver. Set free. Break the bondage of sin. Destroy yokes of addictions off of your people here today. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And would the church say amen? Amen. Would you say amen once again? Amen. Can we give the Lord one more thunderous applause of praise? Before we're seated here, come on, church. Come on, clap those hands. Clap those hands. Come on, clap those hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, can you lift your voice like a trumpet? Can somebody just tell them, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, here, 1 Timothy 3 and 1 gives us just a little foreshadowing to when what is going to look like the last days. Because it says here, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. It says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, thankful, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fears, disputers of those that are good. Goes on the list here, but in that list there it says unthankful. And church family, can I remind us here today that we are living in the last of the last days. And where every type of spirit that's in this list we can find in our day, in the world today. People are all lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Covetous, always trying to get more. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. But I love because it says, for some child, some people are going to be like this, but not everybody. It's going to be some people that even the last days are going to lift up their hands, lift up their voice to say, hey, thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be unthankful. I'm going to thank you every chance I get. I'm going to have an attitude of gratitude. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. And then in verse 5, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And then here it is, Timothy says, hey, from such turn away. Yeah, when people have this attitude, they have a form of godliness, but they deny God. They deny the power of God. He said, from such turn away. Hey, I don't want to hang hang around people that, hey, want to take everything for granted and say, hey, I'm entitled to this. Oh, you should have done this. But no, I've got to have an attitude to say, God, I thank you that you let me come into your house one more time. I'm thankful that you let me come in. I'm thankful for your presence in my life. Here we try, me and my best. I'm trying to teach my kids how to have an attitude of gratitude, not have an entitled spirit. Because think about it, in life, people don't have to be kind to you. People don't have to be kind. People don't have to do kind things for you. But I found an attitude of gratitude when you do something nice for somebody. Yeah, I love it when you hold the door for somebody and they turn back and they come quick and they say, hey, thank you. Thank you for holding the door. Little things in life, little gestures that we try to teach and pass down from generation to generation. People say, please. Thank you. Hear me, young people, manners go a long way. I said manners go a long way. Here it is. And that is it's a story. Young boy said, maybe, I guess to his parents, he said, hey, I want an orange. I want an orange. Love oranges. This little boy must have loved oranges. Parents, give him an orange. And instead of saying thank you, he tells his parents, hey, peel it. Peel it. Sounds like some of y'all have parents like I did. You would have woke up the next day. Woke up the next day wondering what happened to you. But it's just that attitude of entitlement. Instead of saying thank you, we say, hey, give us a little bit more. Let me take a little more of your time. Let me, oh yeah, you should have done that, but you should do it. Give me a little more. Uh-huh. Church family, can I bring that down to us here today? We ought not come into the presence of God with that attitude of, God, I did you a favor by coming to church today. No. God gave us a favor that we woke up, that we made the wake-up list today. Uh-huh, because everybody, the funeral service ran all night and didn't come to our house. Uh-huh, you ought to thank God every day that you wake up and say, God, I thank you that I get another opportunity to enjoy your presence. I get another opportunity to praise you, God. Yeah, that's the reason why we can come into church and, oh, I'm not going to do much today, Pastor. Pastor, you just better be glad I'm here. I ain't going to do much today. But yeah, that's that attitude that we're giving God. Hey, peel it, God. God, do another trick for me. God, give me another trick. I think about it sometimes. I'm talking about myself here. We're praising God. Sometimes our arms get tired and we're lifting up holy hands. And we do it time and time again. My arms get a little tired. And I say, you know what? Man, God, if my arms happen to get cut off, guess what? I would beg God for another chance to lift up my arms. I think about that sometimes, and I shoot my arms back up because I just thank God. Hey, God, I've got arms. I got hands to praise you, God. God, I got feet to walk into your presence. God, I don't want to take my limbs for granted. I don't want to thank God for my limbs when they're gone and say, God, give me another chance. But I'll use them for your glory. I'll lift up my voice like a trumpet. I'll lift up my voice with a loud voice and say, God, I thank you, Jesus. Here's how we ought to come into the presence of God here. Psalms 105 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works." I'm going to stop here. Verse 2. It says, "Talk ye of all his wondrous works." Hey, church family. If we spend more time thanking God and talking about his goodness instead of telling him everything that went wrong that day, I promise you, you will have a lot better of a day if you wake up to, and just start being grateful. A lot of times we wake up complaining. Oh, man, God, I got to go to work today. Oh, I got to do this today. I got to do that today. You just ought to start your day by thanking God. Thank you, God, that I got a job to go to. Thank you, God, I might not have the car I desire, but thank God I have a car. Thank God I have a vehicle. Thank God I have a roof over my head. It might not be the nicest, but God, I thank you for just providing, being a way maker for me. I promise you that day will go a whole lot better, because it says, "Talk ye of all his marvelous works. Talk ye of his wonders. His make his known. I'll talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek thee. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works." Yes. "That he have done his wonders and the judgments of his mouth." Because if we really think about it, think about life, think about it over and over, God had no business dealing with any of us. I said, God had no business dealing with any of us. But how many is thankful for his grace? Thankful for his mercy. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, Where would you be? Where would I be? Here we read in our text about 10 leprous men. Many of us, you've been through church, around church, in church, and at the time, you've heard this story. But here it is, 10 leprous men, they see Jesus coming through the place. And it says, they cried out to Jesus and said, "Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us." But here, we have to realize the significance of them being a leper. See, a leprosy in the Bible days was a disease that would attack limbs, attack your face, and was a very contagious disease. This is why Levitical reading Moses' day and Moses' time, the Pentateuch, those five first books there, the Bible, he tells Moses, he said, "Hey, don't you put the lepers with everybody. You put them outside the camp." Because leprosy was a very, very contagious disease. Leprosy today, a type and shadow of sin. Sin is contagious. I said sin is contagious. That's why you got to be careful of generational curses that plague your family, because sin is contagious. Things can be passed down again and again and again. This is the way we've always done it. This is the way. This is, we don't know another way. But I came to tell somebody, the devil is still a liar. There's still a God that can erase some, can turn some generational curses in your life to say, "Hey, I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, I'm better. I'm better with God. I'll get the Holy Ghost. I'll turn my life around because I'm going to be different." With the grace of God. But these lepers knew, "Hey, wait a minute. They shouldn't even have been around nobody. Shouldn't even have seen Jesus." But Jesus said, "Hey, that's the people I came for. That's the people I came for. I came to heal the sick, raise the dead, open the blinded eye." And we see throughout Jesus' time, he healed several lepers. He would come through because these people shouldn't even have been around nobody. Lepers hung around lepers. Uh-huh. You feel familiar around what you're used to. Uh-huh. That's a lot of times why people feel comfortable around different demographics. Uh-huh. Usually druggies hang around druggies. Uh-huh. People you feel comfortable around. Church family, can I remind us? That's why I get a little worried when you don't like hanging around church people. A little concerned. Because guess what? You love hanging around what you love. I said you love hanging around what you love. I'm going to take it a step further. You get emotional about things you love. Uh-huh. I said you get emotional about the things you love. People get emotional about things they love and things they go crazy for. That's what they love. That's where they spend their time. And that's why every time I come into the place, I get emotional about my God. I get real emotional about him because the fact of the matter was, he was emotional about me. He was crazy about me. I'm not going to get crazy for no ball player that don't even know my name. God knew my name. He went to Calvary for me. He spilt his blood for me. Yes, I'm going to go crazy about my God. Yes, I'm going to go crazy when I get to church. Yes, I can't wait to get to church. I don't have to go to church. I get to go to church. I get to enjoy God's presence. I get to enjoy his blessings in my life. Uh-huh. And these lepers said, yeah, let me say this. I'm going to hit this again, church. What we get emotional about, what we get excited about is the thing we love. That's why church shouldn't be a drudgery. Uh-huh, it shouldn't be something I'm just going to go through the motion to get by. But no, when I come to church, I mean business. I mean business. I love God enough. He was crazy about me, so I'm going to be crazy about him. The leper said, wait a minute, this is the only opportunity I'm going to get my deliverance. Guess what? I'm going to have to get God's attention. I'm going to have to get Jesus' attention because I'm tired of living. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being around a bunch of lepers. I got sick and tired of being around. We can't be around my family because I got this disease. I can't be around the people I love because I got this disease. I got to stay outside the camp. So when they saw Jesus, guess what? They said, hey, Jesus, I got to get your attention. I got to get your, Jesus, have mercy on me. I get a little worried when people say they want to be delivered, but they don't want to do nothing. I say, hey, wait a minute now. I can't want this deliverance more than you do. You're going to have to show action. We serve a God of action. Every time God delivers somebody, he says, hey, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to take up your bed and walk. You're going to have to show yourself the priest. You're going to have to do something. God doesn't, very seldom does he heal somebody and they don't have to do nothing. They got to stretch forth their hand. You're going to have to show some effort. I said, you're going to have to show some effort. This is the reason why we come down to an altar and we have to repent of our sins. Because we got to die out to an old man. We got to die out to our old desires. God says you're going to have to clean yourself up. You're going to have to die out to that old man and say, God, I'm truly sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're going to have to forgive yourself. Uh-huh. You need to forgive yourself. You can't change the past. You can't change the past. You got to look forward and say, God, I'm going to forget that's what's behind me. But God, I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. God, I'm going to go all in on you. Uh-huh. People say, well, hey, you know, I tried that, preacher. You know, a lot of times what we want to do, we want to put one foot in the church, one in the world. So just in case, this church thing don't work out, I can shoot back to something. So that's why I'll keep a stash here. I'll keep the drug man's money. I'll keep the number in my phone just in case. I'll keep some things around. And that's why God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. That's why he says, hey, you need to give up everything. You need to give up everything. You need to lay aside everything and say, God, I'm going all in. God, I'm not going to go back to a life of sin. Pastor, so glad to hear somebody say it. You said that in jail a couple times, Pastor. They be teasing me about using bad grammar. Pastor said this at jail the other day. He said, we don't get good and then get God. So I know it's not proper English, but hey, somebody told me, which one sounds better? I am broke or I is rich? Which one sounds better? So we don't get good to get God. Because I promise you, here's the thing. The devil will make sure you never get it all together. He'll make sure you never get it all together. People say, oh, I know what church I'm going to go to. I know when I clean up my life, when I get it all together, then that's when I'm going to come preach. I got this, I got that, babe, I got this. And I say, you know why? Devil going to make sure you never get it all together. He gonna make sure you always got some chaos in your life. He gonna make sure everything go, because you'll never get it all together. And that's why we get God and then we get good. You gotta get it. You gotta get things in order. You gotta get God in your life. You gotta get the real Holy Ghost in your life. And then you'll start to see God do miracles. You'll start to see God take that desire from you. My prayer is, God, give us new memories. I said, God, give us new memories. Because a lot of times things plague us time and time again, and I never lived a life without this. I never lived a life without this addiction. I never lived a life without, I don't remember how it was before this. But by the grace of God, God can step into your life and take those desires out of you. Take that old man out of you. You got to lay it down and say, God, I'm going all in on you, God. I'm not going to hold nothing back. God, I empty myself out because I want you to feel me. I want you to feel me, God. And that's what these lepers said, hey, wait a minute. God, Jesus is coming through. Guess what? This is my chance to get out of this leper situation. This is my chance. And they cried out with a loud voice, not a little quiet one, not a little timid, no, but Jesus, this is my chance. Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Here we are. Jesus says, hey, get Jesus' attention. Tells him, told you, we serve a God of action. We serve a God of action. Here, hear me, lean in right here. He says, go show yourself to the priest. You know what to do. The only way they was able to get out of that situation, they had to have a priest to sign off on them to say, you're cleansed. Now you can go back to your family. So that's why he says, hey, go show yourself to the priest. Pay attention right here. The Bible says, as they went. Told you, we serve a God of action. Here's the thing. If they would have stood still, nothing would have happened. I said, if they would have stood still, nothing would have happened. But the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed.
as they start to put some action on it, as they start to make their way toward the priest, then they start to realize, hey, wait a minute, I start to feel again. I'm starting to see again. There's a change in my life. There's a change in my hands. There's a change in my feet. It says, as they went, they were cleansed. Yeah. You're going to have to get up from your situation and say, hey, I want a change in my life. As they went, they were cleansed. A lot of times people will come home, I'm coming to God as I am. I'm not going to do nothing. God, I'm going to stand still. And God, you're going to have to hit me over the side of the head. Typically, God don't work like that. Because God said, I want you to show some effort. I want you to do something. Most of the time, church, we're not waiting on God. Most of the time, God is waiting on us. I said, most of the time, God is waiting on us to see, hey, how bad do you really want this? How bad do you want this? Do you really want to change? Because he said, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were made. They were cleansed and said, hey, wait a minute. There's something different about me. As I start to walk, as I'm starting to walk to the priest, hey, wait a minute. Something's different. Yeah, you get the Holy Ghost. Hey, guess what? Something's going to be different about you. I said, something's going to be different. The way you talk, you won't talk the same way. You won't go the same places. You're going to live a different life. You're going to live a victorious life. Yes. Says, as they went, they were cleansed. Says, I'm sorry, you got the iPad out. You like, you really busy, sis. I'm about to ask you, when you going to get ready, sis? I'm about done. Says, as they went, they were cleansed. Here's where we are, about to end this thing. Says, 10 lepers. But then, all of a sudden, as one went, the rest of the 9 celebrate because they knew what this meant. Hey, I can go home. I can go back to my family. I can go back to my loved ones. I can go back and be a normal society. I can go back. Hey, I want to say this here. Many times when you go all in for God, God will go all in with you. God can do things that a 12-step program can't do. Uh-huh. I said, God can do things in an instant that programs and society been trying to do. I've been trying to do this, preacher. I done tried to do that. I done tried to do this. But what you need to do is you need to try God. I said, you need to try God and let God wrap you in his arms. You need to let God fill you with a precious gift. Yeah, you need to let God give you fresh oil from above. Says, as they went, one of them turned back to give glory back to God. Only one of them. What cracks me up is here. Why is it the minority? Why is it the minority and not the majority that turns back to say thank you? How only one out of the whole 10 said, hey, wait a minute. That man just performed a miracle on us. And we about to go out of here. And we about to go out of here and shout and be back with our families. And we're never going to talk to Jesus again. Reminding of a story. Plan on saying this. So once somebody had negotiated a hostage. Hostage take. High level politician. And he said, somebody asked him, he said, hey, out of all the hostage people you signed off and negotiated, has any of them ever said thank you? And he said, not one of them. He said, not one of them I've ever got a Christmas card from. Have one of them have I ever got a thank you card from. I don't know if they knew who really negotiated. I don't know if they knew. But he said, those people, all those people, I've never heard anything back from. God should only hear from us when we need something for him to do. We need a test negative. We need something. We need something. We're facing something, and we need God to, hey, God, if you get me out of this, if you get me out of that, God, I'll praise you. God, yeah, that shouldn't be the only time he hears from me. Uh-huh. When we in trouble, that's the only time all of a sudden God hears from us. And guess what? He answers, and we go right back to a life of sin. We go right back. God picks us up out of the miry clay, sets us on a right path, and then we go right back to a life of sin. And God said, hey, wait a minute. How many times am I going to have to perform? Jesus, God is not our genie in a bottle. He's a God that sits high and he looks low. He's still the God that reigns supreme in my life. Is there anybody to say, hey, the majority might run away, but guess what? Is there anybody to say, hey, God, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you thank you. I'm going to have an attitude. Oh, thank God. Yes. I want us all to stand here. As we finish up here, says one of them turns back to say thank you. Love this as well, because it says, turn back with a loud voice, glorified God. Fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. I don't know about you, but every time I get to walk into his house, we do it all the time. I know it becomes second nature to a lot of us, but I try to reverence. Even Pastor, I walk in here, nobody else is here. I try to have in my mind, man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Says, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Reason why the Bible pushed that right there is to let you know the racial tensions at that time. Jews and Samaritans had no business with each other. And they put that little caveat in there to say, hey, wait a minute. These people were Samaritans. Jews and Samaritans had no dealings with the... That's why we remember the woman at the well. She said, hey, why are you talking to me? I'm a Samaritan. Why are you talking to me? Because Jesus said, hey, I'm not worried about no racial lines. I'm not worried about none of that. I come to save your heart. I come to perform a miracle in your life. I'm going to put race aside. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what you come from. God said, hey, I come to heal you. I come to save you. I come to change your life. He was a Samaritan. Here's the key right here. This one turned back to say thank you. Here's what I came to tell you. Thank you unlocks just a little bit more. I said, thank you unlocks just a little bit more. Because he said, go to the next verse, brother. Fell down at his feet, go to the next verse. And he says, and Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Wait a minute, where's everybody else? Hey, many are called, but few are chosen. Few are chosen. How many's glad to be part of the chosen few? There's a whole lot of people in Nacogdoches County right now. There's a whole lot of people out there. But look at us in here. And that's why you ought to be thankful that God tugged at your heart. That God deal with you and said, hey, you better get up. You better get your house. You better get your house in order. You better get your place in the place. You better get to church. Next verse, brother. Next verse. said, there and I found a return to give glory to God, saved a stranger. Next verse. And he said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. What I want us to do right now, I want us to gather in up front. I want us to gather in. I want you to gather in up front as close as you can. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Here's the thing, church, I'm tired of half victories. Half victories. Little bit here, a little bit there. But this leper, all he did, the simple thing he did, very simple thing, hey, it's free to be polite. It don't cost you nothing to have manners. Don't cost you nothing. Don't cost nothing to be nice to people. He did the simple thing to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that. And God said, hey, thy faith hath made thee whole. My prayer is today, God, make us whole. Make us whole. Give us new memories. Go into the inward parts, the things we don't talk about, the things that plague us in the middle of a night, and those things that keep us awake and we don't want to talk about, and we stuff them down inside and we paint all over it and try to fool everybody and try to go out. But is there, God, make us whole. Yes, Lord. Amen. You know what made this man whole? The simple gesture. Preacher, you preach real simple. Yeah, because this was a simple gesture. All he said was, thank you, Jesus. Jesus looked back at him and said, hey, how come you the only one that came back? Didn't I heal? Didn't I heal nine? Didn't I heal all 10 of you? But why only one of you came back? Where are the other nine?
Amen.
So I'm going to ask you here, what part are you going to fall in? You going to fall in nine, or you going to fall in the one? Are you going to fall in the minority? Are you going to fall in the minority to say, Jesus, I'll be the one to turn back. I'll be the one to say thank you. I'll be the one to say thank you. Can we lift up holy hands all over this place? Come on, church. I shouldn't have to coach you to what to say here now. Come on, come on. It's a simple gesture. Come on, it's a simple gesture. It's the simple thing. It's the simple thing. Come on, church. Lift your voice. He said with a loud voice. Come on, think about it all year long. Think about it. He took care of you all year long. Come on, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Come on, think about it, how much he's done for you. How many times he's provided. How many times he's made a way. How many times he's stretched forth his arm on your behalf. Come on, think about it. God, I'll be the one to turn back. I'll be the one to lift my voice. I'll be the one. Everybody else might run away. Everybody else might run on. And they don't ever talk to you again, Jesus. But not me. Not me. Not me, Jesus. I'll be the one to turn back. Come on, lift your voice all over this place, church. Come on, lift your voice.
Thank you enough.
Come on, it's the simple gesture.
Thank you enough.
I know it's so simple, right?
You are so great.
God, do is tell you thank you. You give me a little bit more.
Thank you enough.
God, I don't want to have an entitled spirit.
Praise you enough.
I don't want to be unthankful.
You are so great.
God, I'll be the one. I'll be the one. I'll be the one. You didn't let the sickness take me out. Thank you, Jesus.
I can never thank you enough.
Come on, church, lift your voice.
Praise you enough.
Come on, lift your voice.
You are so.
Come on, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget to say thank you.
Forever I will live.
Don't forget to say, don't forget to say thank you.
Worship your name.
With a loud voice. God, you had no business messing with me, but I thank you.